Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis Academy. This week I promised I would come back with helping people with phobias, part two, and this is what it is. So I'm going to tell you a couple of techniques that you can use with people with phobias, okay? I'll tell you all about it on the other side. So the first thing that you can do with phobias or with any kind of traumatic memory. Now, not everybody who's got a phobia has a traumatic memory. Many people who have phobias can't remember where it started. They have moments where they can tell you, oh, I was really scared there and I was really scared there. But they don't always. However, sometimes they do. Sometimes they do. So what you can do, there's a process that you can do which kind of takes the oomph out of a memory, and you can use this for anybody who's got traumatic memories. So what you do is this: you get the person to think about the memory and run it as though it were like a video. Yeah, so you run it like a video and just let it run to the end, and then you get them to stop at the end and let the screen go blank in their mind. Yeah. And then ask them how they feel about that. Well, oh yeah, I don't like it, horrible memory, whatever, yeah. And then what you do, you get them, you say, right, you're at the end of it now. I want you to run it backwards, just slowly, all the way backwards until you get right to the front end and then let the screen go blank again. And so the first time they do it, you should take all the time you need. The first time they do it, it'll be slow because they're trying to run it backwards and it's a bit weird, yeah. Then they get to the end and you say, brilliant, now. And use your hands as you're doing it, okay? Because you're creating a timeline for them. Right, I want you to go to the end of that again. And then I want you to run it backwards. But do that twice as quickly. Twice as fast as you've just done it. So then run it backwards and then tell them, get to the end screen, which is just a blank screen. So they run it backwards. Okay, I've done that. Right, I want you to go back now. Now I want you to run that back again, but twice as quickly. What are you doing? You're teaching the mind something. You're teaching the mind to look at this the other way around, backwards, okay? But what you'll notice is that when they do it backwards, you're not going to have, very rarely will you have, any emotional charge to it. It's like weird, isn't it? We're going to make it go backwards, right? Once you've got them to do that three times, then say, right, what I want you to do now is I want you to take the colour out of it. Take the colour out of it. Go to the end. And I want you to run it back 10 times, every time going faster and faster. And every time you get to the end, let it go blank and go to the end of the start and run it back, yeah? So that's what you do, 10 times. And they're going like this. Yeah. Okay. After you've done that, then you say to them, now, try and get that memory back and notice what happens, okay? Now, what you've just taught the mind through repetition is to run that the wrong way. When you run something backwards, you can't get the emotion. The whole idea of the memory is that it runs, it has an order, and it has a neural pathway. So what you've just done is messed up the neural pathway. Remember, with phobias, the whole point of you working with somebody, and this is in therapy in general, is you want to mess up their pattern. The pattern that they have that causes them, it's an unworkable, unresourceful pattern, and you're going to give them something else, okay? Which is run it backwards. And then when they try to, if they run it again, they tend to struggle to run it forward again because the mind's going, no, that's not the way we run it. We run it backwards. Right? So that's a very good way of taking out any kind of fear out of a memory. Right? The second technique is called the cinema technique. Now, this is straight out of the NLP workbook. Okay, but what I do is this. So I'll get somebody to sit in a cinema. Imagine you're sitting in a cinema and there's a big blank screen in front of you. And in a moment, you're going to run a presentation of the thing that you're frightened of. If it's spiders or snakes or flying or whatever, you're going to run that presentation, okay? And so, What you then do is you say, but you're not going to run it from there. I want you to float out of your seat and go back into the projection room next to the camera or whatever they use now. And so what you are going to do is you're going to stand here and you're going to see yourself watching it. You're going to project onto the screen the image or the little film. It'll be a film that they've got, yeah? And you're going to just run that. All right. So what happens is this. What have you done? You are getting them out of their own body. So there they are sitting, watching this screen, blank screen. Don't run it while they're sitting there. And then you take them out and you put them into the projection. They're in control. They're in the projection room. And then you get them to run it. Okay? And then what you'll find is because they're once removed, then it's much easier for them to watch it. It's like they're watching it as an observer. Now, if there's a problem, if they can't even do it then all you do is you say, right, now just you're in the projection room, you're going to control it, but I want you to come out of your body and I want you to float above the cinema. You can see through the ceiling and you can see yourself in the projection room looking at yourself sitting in there. So you've just taken them back out. You've removed them from it twice. So they're just observing from up. And now run it. And the screen's nice and small. Okay? So get them to run that. Then what you can do is when they've run that and you notice that they're okay because they're so far away, it doesn't matter. Then you can get them to do the same thing as I just described. Run it backwards. Take the colour out. Run it backwards. Run it backwards. Run it backwards. Run it backwards 50 times. Now, go back down to the projection room and you get them to go back down and then watch it from the projection room, black and white. And then, how do you feel? Well, it's okay. And then test, take them down and sit in the cinema in front of the screen and run it again. And then check. And if they're okay with that, look, if they're not, don't take that as a failure. Just do it again. Do it as many times as you need to. I mean, this is a life-altering procedure. When somebody gets rid of a phobia, they can live a life that is normal. Phobic people don't live normal lives. They have moments where they're hysterical. So if you can help them, take as much time as you like. Once they're sitting in the cinema and they're watching it and they're okay, get them to jump into the screen and join. And then just experience it. And if their emotion's been let go, they'll be in there and they'll be fine. That's another phobia cure. And probably there are different ways of doing that. That's just the way that I do it. But that's what you're doing. All you're doing is taking the person out. Now, you can do that, like as a getting somebody out of an emotion. You can do that in so many different ways. In one way, I do it where we're in a swimming pool and you push yourself down through the emotion into the next emotion and then down, or push yourself up and up and up. It doesn't matter. All you're doing is taking the person out. Take them a step out. Okay? It's called a perceptual position. You're taking them into other perceptual positions. And the more distance, the less emotion. Okay? So that's kind of what you're doing. All you're doing is teaching the mind that you don't need to look at it this way. You need to look at it this way. And look at it this way. In fact, the key words, the words with phobic people is this. Look at it this way. Consider it this way. What would that be like if you saw it like this? What would it be like if it was massive? What would it be like if it was tiny? What would it be like if it had a pipe and a monocle and a hat? What would it be like if it sang or played a banjo? That's what you're doing. All of the time, you are changing the perception of the person so that they can never look at it in the same way. And you can say this, and this is often what I say in hypnosis, is that, and this will change, and this is changing, so that nothing can ever be the same again. All right? That's basically the premise of therapy. So that I'm going to mess this up for you so that nothing can ever be the same again. Yeah? That's how you earn your money. Okay? So I hope that helps. And I'll see you next week with something else. All right. I love you all. Bye-bye.